All right, 888-787-1310 is our telephone number. If you'd like to participate in Fantastic Friday Fan Feedback, this is the segment of the program. And I believe this is the only program in Dallas-Fort Worth that actually takes calls from listeners. Brian in Waxahachie, you start us off.
Users.
Hey, Brian.
Guys, I think you've had an excellent week, but I spent big money, and I polled 1 million people in DFW for ratings this week. Overall, your show's at 9.0. Would you like to hear your individual scores, though?
Sure.
Why not?
Right. I didn't know ratings did that. No, go ahead.
I've not read it yet. See, Gordo checks in with 6.9. Congratulations.
Mm, nice number.
Professor, 6.9. Congratulations.
Mm, thank you. And that was on a different page. So.
And nice. Diarrhea Pants, I'm not sure who that is.
I'm not either.
Checks in with a vaginal slash barnborn. Congratulations.
All of that
to get
there. Yeah.
There.
Robert in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, when is ticket stock again?
A couple weeks.
Okay, so when it's over with, you guys stop running the promo, right?
No. We're going to run it all year.
We'll repurpose it for Summer Bash. We'll use the same song.
Drains my life force. Have a good morning, guys.
Okay, thanks. Let's go to Ryan in Houston. You're on with the Morning Musers.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing today?
This is Nolan Ryan, guys.
Yeah, I think I can give you guys a genesis on how Little Pastoral's got in trouble this year.
Okay.
People kept finding out where I was living, so just hired a couple people that worked for me to go out about a 10-mile radius from my house and take all the highway signs off the highway, and now nobody knows where I live anymore, so we just stole some signs from the highway. That's kind of how that got started.
I bet right now you're wishing you hadn't called in.
Y'all didn't like that joke too much, huh?
No, you got another one? Go ahead.
how much does it cost to... Y'all have a good day.
God.
What a bailout. Wow, he bailed quickly. TK in Arlington, you're on with the Sports Musers.
Morning, Sports Musers. How are you guys?
Hey, TK. Hey.
Got two things for you real quick, okay? And the first thing, I promise you, it's not a conspiracy theory. I just want to have confirmation or a question, and it's helicopter talk.
Helicopters, be careful. It's very sensitive.
I know. Helicopters have the ability to either hover or move very slowly, do they not?
Yes.
So with the speed that we've heard of the crash, it's just very curious to me as why, with low visibility, why do we need to feel as we know we need to go that fast in a helicopter when we can maybe just creep along the 101 to get to where we need to go? And number two, for Gordo, you know what you got to do here? Three choices, assuming that they're all alive. James McMurtry? Jerry Reed or Lee Harvey Oswald. You got to marry one.
Okay. Kill one. All right.
What kind of choice is that? I know what he'd do.
Well, I guess that I would. Okay, let's see if Craig can get this right. So we're playing if marry, kill.
Right.
It's got to be from my perspective, Jerry Reed, James McMurtry, and Lee Harvey Oswald. Go ahead, Craig.
Okay, I believe you would marry Jerry Reed.
Mm-hmm.
You would F Lee Harvey, and you'd kill McMurtry.
That's right. Dude.
So I had it too.
You guys are exactly wrong. You did get the marry one correct, though. I would marry Jerry Reed.
The other two would be really difficult to be married to.
Extremely difficult to be married to. Jerry Reed's funny. You could have a lifetime of learning from him on guitar. Yeah. And so, yeah, you'd marry Jerry Reed. I would F James McMurtry.
Good Lord, man.
Well, I have to choose.
He's such a mess.
Yes, but I want him still alive because he writes awesome songs. So I don't want his life to end. And Lee Harvey, his life deserves to end because he murdered people. So he's got to be killed.
Okay.
Didn't
if you answered honestly, you would have
today.
Said what we said, but
no,
okay.
That is not that's not true. But thank you for your time. What was the first part he asked? Oh, why didn't the guy go slower in the helicopter? I thought that too. I think he thought that he was above that ridge, and so he was diving back, you know, down over the ridge. He thinks he has plenty of room.
He thought he was in the clear.
Yeah.
So I know this wouldn't be, you know, the direct route or anything, but was his point also, why didn't he just fly really low in foggy conditions over the 101, up to the Ventura Highway, up to the Mamba Academy? In other words, at least you've got this highway to follow. You know no mountains are in the way. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think that that's basically what you do, but I don't think you're allowed to fly directly over them. You're supposed to be right beside them. Like I think he was kind of right beside them.
You can't fly over them.
No, not directly above them, because if you crash or something, you don't want to crash on cars, so I think you have to be off of it a little bit. I don't know that. I mean, I'm not a helicopter pilot, believe it or not. Oh,
really?
Yeah. But I'm assuming that you couldn't. But I don't know. I mean, when you see traffic helicopters, they're always on the side of the highway, right? They're not directly above it.
Maybe? I can't tell.
Okay. All right. Frank in Baltimore, you're on the ticket.
Hello, Gordon. I think you'll agree with me that Larry McMurtry is a Texas and American treasure. And I wanted to ask you what your favorite book of his is. Mine is Dwayne's Depressed. I've read it more than one time.
Really? I've never read that one.
It makes you cry at the end. Really, really hard. But and it should have been the last. It should have been the last of the picture show books, but he did a few more that kind of went downhill.
So it was last picture show, and then was it Texasville next, or what?
Yes, Texasville, then
Dwayne's Depressed?
Dwayne's Depressed, and I always picture, I know I've seen the movie, and it should be, what is it, Jeff Bridges or somebody? I can't remember. But I always picture George as Dwayne, because he has his favorite boat, and he ends up...
Don't tell me the end. Don't tell anyone the end.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I do think that Larry McMurtry is a Texas treasure and an American treasure. Somebody that prolific who's written so much entertaining stuff. He absolutely... And I worry about him, because Larry's getting much older these days, and I wonder how he's doing, because I just haven't heard from him in a while.
Is he still in Archer City?
I think he moved out to Arizona or somewhere and got remarried. I think he's married to Ken Kesey's widow. I don't know if I had that correct, but...
The very last book in that series I can't ruin it again, It seems...
All right, Frank, I think we're losing... I know this is fascinating to you and me, talking about literature like this, but I think we're losing everybody. But thanks for your call, man.
All right,
Pat in Kansas City, you're on the ticket.
Hi, guys. How are y'all today?
Who's this?
This is Patrick Mahomes. Why didn't y'all think of it?
All right, not bad.
Well, I got a question for you. You want to hear a short story of the events...
Sure.
After the Super Bowl.
Okay. Super Bowl.
How many hamburgers? Because Jake Kemp has a question about the pizza thing, if you haven't been hearing about it. Because I am a P1 and all. Because, you know, I'm from North Texas. Park family.
Right.
You already know all that. Let's just skip forward.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
So, how many hamburgers do you think...
Yeah,
I had to catch your breath. Got tickles in my throat. Sorry.
That's all right, Patrick.
Stating to the story. Sorry. How many hamburgers do you think that Andy Reid can eat?
In one sitting.
In one sitting. But however, think of yourself in one sitting versus Andy Reid in 5 minutes. Let me tell you a short story.
Okay.
Short story.
That's about enough. Thank you, Patrick.
Surprise, I'm here.
That's funny, though. I bet
Andy Reid
could...
Went up to the Burger King, and he told them to evacuate the building. He said, I'm going to swallow this sumbitch up. He unhinged his jaw, but it's not like a snake did it. It's more like a whale. And he swallowed that, and then he said, turned to me, and with my slack jaw on the floor, I said, what now? He said, now I'm thirsty. And I said, oh, God. So he ran to the nearest Steak and Shake, and I ran ahead and told them to evacuate. And he got there, and he just wanted one shake. He never would tell me why he ate the entire Burger King.
Not a great story.
No, not a good one.
I just question whether a Super Bowl winning quarterback would be wasting time
calling us, tell us that story.
I'm doubting your identity.
Time, guys. I got tons. What am I going to do right now?
Partying or something. You sound so casual. Oh, you sound like you had nothing but time to kill.
I'm in Disneyland. You want to say hi to Mickey Mouse?
No, I think we got it. I think we're fine.
Okay. Are we the only radio station in the Metroplex to get Patrick Mahomes on this week?
Well, I hope he calls back sometime.
Morning, okay, we will, Pat.
Make sure you
Patrick,
call back.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Gordo. Thank you. That's the corner.
Worst story ever.
9:33 on the ticket. Coming up next, are you ready for the XFL?